Genesis chapter 14. In the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, the king of Elasar, Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goyim, they made war with Bera, king of Sodom, Birsha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, Shemember, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar. All these joined forces in the valley of Siddim, that is, the Salt or Dead Sea. For 12 years they served Kedorlaomer, but in the 13th year they rebelled. So in the 14th year of Kedorlaomer, and the kings that were with him came and defeated the Rephaim in Ashtaroth Karnaim, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emim in Shaveh Kiriathaim, and the Horites in the mountains of Seir, as far as Al Paran on the edge of the wilderness. Then they turned back and came to Ein Mishpat, that is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites who lived in Hazazon Tamar. Then the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, went out and prepared for battle against them in the valley of Siddim. Against Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goyim, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar. 4 kings against 5. Now the valley of Siddim was full of tar pits, and as the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, some fell into them, while the rest fled into the hills. So the victors seized all the plunder of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their food and went their way. They also took Lot, Abram's nephew, who lived in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. But one who escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew, who lived by the oaks of Mamre, the Amorite brother of Eshcol, the brother of Aner, who were Abram's allies. When Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive, he mustered 318 of his trained men, born in his house, and pursued as far as Dan. Now he divided his forces against them at night, he and his servants, and defeated them and pursued them to Hobah, just north of Damascus. Then he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his nephew Lot with his goods, and the women and the people. After he returned from his victory over Kedorlaomer and the kings that were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him in the valley of Shaveh, that is, the king's valley. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And Abram gave him a tenth of everything. Then the king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the people, but take the goods for yourself." But Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have lifted my hand, swearing to the Lord, God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, that I will not take even a thread or a thong of a sandal, or anything that is yours, so that you will never say, 'I made Abraham rich.' I will accept what my young men have eaten, and the share for the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their share."